Bushun and Dinaway Magani Dug. Beshiko Benesia Kwe Indigo, Mang and Du Dame. Ga Uzisqua Jimmy Cog and Dunjaba, Ga Mesqua Wako Cog Inda. Elaine Fleming, Indigenous Cause. I greeted you and saying, hello, my relatives. My name, my spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. That's the name that the universe knows me by. And I'm with the Loon Clan. I am an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Nation, and I live in Gamisqua Wako Cog, the place where there used to be bountiful red cedar trees, now known as Cass Lake, Minnesota. I live on the beautiful east end of Cass Lake, Minnesota. And my colonized name is Elaine Fleming, and I welcome you once more to History of Leech Lake. So I've been talking about George Washington, President George Washington's Savage as a Wolf policy, and the history of legal thought about the long-established racism directed against Indians of North America. That first president of the United States, George Washington, was elected in 1789. And his face, his image, is on the $1 bill and also on the quarter. So at the time of George Washington's death, he was very wealthy. He was the son of a wealthy man. And when he died in 1799, he owned some 300 slaves. However, before his passing, he had become opposed to slavery, and in his will, he ordered that his slaves be freed after his wife's death. George Washington was known as an officer and a gentleman farmer. He fought in the French and Indian War of 1754 to 63, and he was also commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the American Revolutionary War, 1775 to 83, and served two terms as the first U.S. president from 1789 to 1797. When Washington took office, the United States consisted of 11 states and approximately 4 million people, and the United States was growing. It was growing fast, and they wanted more land and more resources. So when Washington took office, there was no precedent for how the new president should conduct domestic or foreign business. So in dealing with the indigenous nations and the growing population of the United States, Washington developed the first Indian policy, which is still present today. Racial stereotypes and images of Anishinaabe, first people of Turtle Island, as savage people can be traced from the recommendation by President George Washington to establish a racial boundary line between Indians and whites. These racial boundary lines would be the forerunner of Indian country created by treaties in which land is ceded and reservations are created. This first policy was called the Savage as the Wolf policy. And so George Washington's 1783 recommendation for federal tribal relationships with indigenous nations in the U.S. led to the termination era of 1953 to 1970. The termination era in which 109 federally recognized nations were terminated. During the termination era of 1953 to the 1970s, peoples of Leech Lake Nation experienced the Relocation Act of 1956. The Relocation Act resulted in the greatest mass movement of indigenous Americans off of their reservations. In 1950, the average Native American on a reservation earned $950. The average black person earned $2,000, and the average white person earned almost $4,000, over four times more than the Anishinaabe, the indigenous peoples of Turtle Island in the United States. So in 1952, the federal government initiated the Urban Indian Relocation Program. It was designed to encourage, to entice the people living on the reservations to seven major urban cities where jobs were supposed to be plentiful. And with training, the Anishinaabe people would be hired and they would become successful living off of the reservation. Nisayiban, my older brother who's passed, Kenneth Punti Howard, relocated to Los Angeles, California from the Leech Lake Reservation under this act. Relocation offices were set up in Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Dallas. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, the BIA employees, they were supposed to orient new arrivals and manage financial and job training programs for them. Nisayiban Punti found employment as a clerk in a convenience store similar to 7-Eleven in Los Angeles, California. Shoot, maybe it was a 7-Eleven. I don't know, a Manji Dug. And that's where he met an enrolled Mille Lacs Lakes member named Larry Smallwood. Both eventually returned to their own reservations. Punti ended up dying in a hospital in Minneapolis, but not before a spirit name came to him, Nanabuju Gi Ishinakazo. He was named Nanabuju. Nanabuju was our teacher who was sent to the Ojibwe to help us during very hard times. In a legend, Odeimin died due to a horrible epidemic. And when his spirit traveled west, the Manidug asked Odeimin, "Why are you grieving?" Odeimin said that his people were dying. So the Manidug, the spirits, told Odeimin to go home to the Ojibwe and to tell them that their teacher was coming. The teacher's name was Nanabuju, and he would teach us about Mino Bimatisiwin, good and long life. Nanabuju was greatly loved by our people. He would make many mistakes, but he always learned from his mistakes. That was so much. Nisayiban Punti, my older brother, he made many mistakes, but he was greatly loved. I knew he'd need an Ojibwe spirit name when he traveled home, just in case he was asked. So Punti's spirit name of Nanabuju was given to him as he lay dying in a hospital in Minneapolis. Larry Smallwood, known as Amik, is a teacher too, like Nanabuju. He teaches Ojibwe language and culture to our peoples. He too is greatly loved and an enrolled member of the Mille Lacs Band of the Ojibwe, which is under the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Incorporated. So George Washington, 1783 policy and framework for federal tribal relationships with indigenous nations in the United States led to the termination era from 1953 to the 1970s and the Relocation Act of 1956. I was born in 1952. And that was 1 year before the Termination Act took effect, in which that 109 federally recognized nations were terminated. But you know, you can't terminate a people. You can't terminate the indigenous nations as people. All you can do is you can terminate that federal relationship that they have with the people. It created great hardships for those 109 federally recognized tribes that were terminated. But our people are the shining people, and we are known because we, living on those reservations, we maintained our culture, we have maintained our language, and we are picking up those things that we have dropped along the way. And we are in this time of nation building now, despite things and philosophies like George Washington's savage as the wolf policy. Miigwech bisandawiyeg. Thank you for listening to me, all of yous. Miigwech. Meet you. That's it.